The next halacha is the idea of when Baruch Hashem a person has two children and one is a little bit older than the other one. The question is, would you allow the second one to start dating before the first child has found his or her shiduch? So that means, halachically speaking, there is no prohibition about it. And sometimes it's highly, highly advisable. Even though that the recommendation is in general, we try our utmost to be able to get married as fast as possible and marry off our children as fast as possible, which means, of course, there is going to be priority given to the older one. But once the other sibling reaches, especially he writes over here, Bifrat achar shehigia legil esrim, once the other sibling reaches, the second one, reaches the age 20, you should not prevent them from getting married before the first one is married off. Sometimes the opposite. That means in general, lechatchila, we do try our utmost, but it's not leikuva. That means there is no such thing to say, once the older one has not yet found his or her shiduch, nothing doing with the second, nothing doing with the third sibling, and they have to keep waiting for the first one first to get married. This is not the halacha. But nevertheless, they should consult, he says, She'elat Chacham, to be able to figure it out at which stage should they start looking. And as I mentioned, sometimes the opposite. Sometimes because of the fact that the older one is willing to forego and willing to forgive, that the younger one should start dating and should start finding his or her own shiduch. Bezechut of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up his or her mazal. That means this is a basic general concept and principle in Judaism, that we believe kol ma'avir al midotav ma'avirin mimin al kol peshaav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever he sees that we are of forgiving in nature, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the first one also to find his or her shiduch. This is Nekuda number one. Then second point is regarding marrying a bat kohen. So we know that there is such a principle that we have, that bat kohen deserves certain amount of respect. Just as kohen has וקידשתו כי לחם אלוהיך הוא מקריב והיו קודש, the pasuk says in parashat emor that to kohanim a person is supposed to give special honor. וקידשתו, you have to sanctify him. Sanctification of a kohen is afilu bizman hazeh, that you don't have the idea of bizman beit hamikdash. The gemara says that kohanim for sure they were higher amount of respect. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen the Kelal Israel from amongst all the nations, and from the Kelal Israel he has chosen Shevet Levi, and from Shevet Levi he has chosen Shevet Kehuna to be able to service him, to be able to learn the Torah and teach the Yoru Mishpatecha Le'achov, the Torah Tchale Israel, to come and learn the Torah and teach the Torah. That was basically Shevet Kehuna's responsibility. So to that Hashem hu nachalato, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the inheritance of the Kohanim and the Levim. So they are supposed to be set aside to be able to, as I mentioned, learn the Torah and teach the Torah. So this is the question. So beqidashto. So therefore there is a mitzvah of sanctification for Kohanim. You have to give him Rishon when it comes to Aliyah le Torah. Give him the first portion, etc. There are chafdalet matnot keuna, 24 gifts that the Kohanim are supposed to receive from the rest of the Israel. So that's okay, very good. What about Bat Kohen? So that Bat Kohen is also due tremendous amount of respect. So based on this, the Gemara says, Masechet Pesachim, that Lo Nichale Le'Aharon, Aharon HaKohen demands respect. That means, once he sees Aharon HaKohen, as if to say, that his descendants, afilu the daughters, are married to individuals that are not deserving, that means they are not supposed to be, let's say, getting married to individuals that are not proper. Well, we'll see what it means. So then, Chalila Bechas, there will be certain issues. So therefore, the given is that there's a three divisions. The divisions are as follows. If the person who wants to get married to Bat Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, is an individual who is Talmid Chacham, Torah and Kehuna, we know that Kavod of Torah is greater than Kavod Kehuna. Anybody who is Talmid Chacham, Marmzer Talmid Chacham, Kodem LeKohen Gadol Am Haaretz. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that if you have a Marmzer who became a Talmid Chacham, his honor is greater and his life, saving his life, takes precedence over a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol that goes Lifnai VeLifnim, who is Am Haaretz, who doesn't know, is ignorant of Torah. So the fact that he is born from Shevet Kehuna, but he didn't learn Torah, the kavod that is due to a mamzer that learned Torah and became a Talmid Chacham, so the greater is the kavod that he is supposed to give to Kohen Gadol, to a mamzer Talmid Chacham, rather than Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. So therefore, if you have somebody who is Talmid Chacham and wants to get married to a daughter of a Kohen, Tiskulem Yisrael B'chavod, Torah and Kehuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy, Aaron HaKohen is happy, 100% is good. Now let's say the person is not Talmid Chacham. Second category would be an individual that is learning every day. He's learning every day, and he's religious. He has Yirat Shamayim, he observes Mitzvot. This is Mutar. Previous one is a Mitzvah. Talmid Chacham that wants to get married to the daughter of Kohen, Mitzvah, biggest thing, Torah and Kehuna. However, over here, when a person is religious, he's God-fearing, he is learning, he's not Talmid Chacham, doesn't have to be, so he's learning. So then it is allowed. For him, it would be allowed to get married to a daughter of a Kohen. But when a person is not religious and is not keeping a mitzvot, then it is not good at all. So a person says, there is a Chalila Bechas, he writes, Shebofen kaze yesh sakanat chayim leshnehem, Chalila Bechas. So if a person is not observant and wants to get married to the daughter of a Kohen, then it could be hazardous. So therefore, a person has to be very, very careful about the daughter of a Kohen. But in general, he writes, "Ein leben yeshiva lidchot hatzat shiduch shel kohenet." So if they give you a choice to marry a daughter of a Kohen, and everything else is good, so don't be afraid. If you are Baruch Hashem religious, you're learning, and etc., you are God fearing. He says, "Rak bishvil shehi kohenet." She's a bad Kohen. And you want to reject? No, don't worry about it. But once you don't meet the criteria that I mentioned, then, for sure, is not recommended at all. The Gemara talks about all the different Chalila Bechas consequences of this. That is not the place for us to mention.